My name's Chris Huff, and here are my top five bike gripes. Number five, San Francisco's hills. These mighty obstacles have forced the strongest of us to walk our trusty steeds up their towering heights. Number four, drivers on their cell phones. Sweet fancy Moses, pure disdain. Number three, potholes. Many a busted wheel have fallen victim to these diminutive demons. Number two, oblivious pedestrians. A close second, oblivious pedestrians talking on their cell phones. And my number one bike gripe, taxi drivers.
My name is Seth Samuel, and the five best sentences from Mark Twain's Taming the Bicycle from 1917 are as follows. 5. No, and I see now, plainly enough, that the great pity about the German language is that you can't fall off it and hurt yourself. 4. In order to keep my position, a good many things were required of me, and in every instance, the thing required was against nature. 3. The bicycle had what is called the wabbles, and had them very badly. 2. We got up a handsome speed and presently traversed a brick, and I went out over the top of the tiller and landed, head down, on the instructor's back and saw the machine fluttering in the air between me and the sun. 1. Get a bicycle. You will not regret it if you live.
My name is Jamie Katsoufis, and here are my top 5 totally BS reasons I use to convince myself not to ride my bike to work. Number 5. It's too cold out. Number 4, it's too hot out. Number 3, I'll do it once I buy, insert sweet but totally unnecessary accessory here. Number 2, I forgot to pump up my tires to exactly 100 PSI. Number 1, but if I take the bus, I can read.
I'm Allie Budner, and here are 5 of my favorite bicycle words. Number 5, pannier. Okay, or is it pannier? Panier? Pannier. It's, well, actually a French word for basket. Number 4. Derailleur is another French one, meaning to go off the rails. This gadget derails my chain from one gear to the next, so I stay on track. Number 3. Saddle. It's just a seat, but my bike does feel like a trusty steed. Number 2. Housing. The most affordable kind in San Francisco. It's a casing that covers the gear and brake cables. Even cables need homes. And number 1, freewheel. Lets me keep my feet still while coasting down a hill. But best of all, to freewheel means to move freely, independently, and unconcernedly. That's why I love being a biker.
Okay. Top 5 bike messenger gripes. Number 5. Office suits asking with mild amusement, "Oh man, is it wet out there?" When you are soaking wet and it's a rainy day. Number 4. Bike commuters using the best lockup poles and racks in front of the most heavily trafficked buildings all day long. Number 3. Minibuses that pop the air pressure valve on their brakes the exact moment you pass by. Number 2. The slow service entrance elevators you have to take. 560 Mission and 550 Mission are the worst. And the number 1 bike messenger gripe. Last time I checked, my 10-speed didn't come with a colostomy bag. Can I please use your office's restroom? Please.
My name is Jen Chien, and the top 5 fashion trends started by bike messengers are number 5, 80s sunglasses, number 4, duct tape wallets, number 3, rolled or cut off dickies, number 2, fixies for fashion rather than function, and number 1, messenger bags.
No one, except my dad, rides his bike in New Jersey. Most bike riding in New Jersey should be done on a sidewalk, for safety purposes. In Oakland, do not do that. That is illegal. In Oakland, it is possible to leave your bike on a bus bike rack because Oakland buses have bike racks. In Oakland, there are bicycle paths for you to ride on. In Oakland, bikes are considered moving vehicles. In New Jersey, bikers are still pedestrians. So you may get hit by a car at will and still have the right of way all day, every day in New Jersey. In Oakland, be careful.
Number 5. Riding a bike doesn't mean you have to sacrifice fashion. I suggest wearing leggings and wedges. Number 4. Take your date for a ride. My boyfriend and I had our first date on bikes, and we still bike around all the time. Number 3. Be adventurous. There are so many awesome things to do in the Bay Area that are way more fun on a bike than utilizing other forms of transportation. Number 2. Know your bicycle-friendly routes. As a female biker, having an angry driver yelling profanities at me or someone obsessively honking at me because they think I'm cute is not how I want to start my day. And finally, number 1, safety. I'd much prefer heading home from a party or local bar on my bike than to get behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle. Just saying.
I'm Melis Cabru, and these are my top 5 tips for customizing a fixie bike. Number 5, handles. Customize your bike to fit your biking needs. My handlebars look like a mini pole bent up on both sides, so I have 2 ways that I could ride my bike. Number 4, a fresh color job. Color says a lot about your bike. My bike frame is red with white wheels with a baby blue tape wrapped around the handlebars. Number 3, comfort. When I ride my fixie, I want to be seated comfortable as I roam or speed out. Number 2, brakes. Fixie riders are known for speeding on bikes. A number of fixie riders skid and think they don't need brakes, but it's important in order to avoid collisions. I've had my shares. Safety's first. Finally, number 1, making it your own. The freshest personalization you could do is sticking vinyls and stickers on your bike. You can even put stickers on your wheels. I got True Clothing, FTC, and All Day Play stickers on my wheels. It gives onlookers an insight of who you are.